KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Sokolowski back out to Bushcutter. Anderson, Lease, and Mestel in there. Bushcutter forces the issue. Shot no good, but Megan Anderson has another offensive putback. And it's 22-13.
Today, it's live coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament from Gibbon. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by Aurora Co-op. Rising to the challenge.
Cremosta into the double team out top. Moronic. Connor leaves it off for Saborin. Wilkie has it. Knocked out of his hands, but Saborin's there. Up top, Connor Moronic, and he'll hit his first three of the ball game. And that is the ninth three of the contest for Ravenna.
Once again, the Lou Platt Tournament features a strong and balanced field, all leading to a pair of conference champions to be crowned on Saturday night. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Gibbon with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seat. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome back to Gibbon High School for continuing coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament brought to you by Aurora Co-op. Rising to the challenge, we are ready for game two of today's four-game semifinals at Gibbon High School. And it's our second boys semifinal between the Gibbon Buffaloes and Adams Central Patriots. This is the New Tech Seat pregame show. Doug Duda with you along our producer and engineer, Stacy Johns. And in the first game, the number one seed Ravenna was knocked out of the tournament by Kearney Catholic, 72-60. The Stars hitting 12 three-pointers in the ball game to pick up the victory. And they advance to the 6 o'clock final tomorrow against the winner of this game. Ravenna will play the loser of this game tomorrow afternoon at 2. All the games are right here on Classic Hits. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's ball game right after this timeout.
Five Points Bank, the better bank, offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank's high standards of quality are met. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank is simply better. First off, the visitors today, the Adams Central Patriots. They are the number two seed in this year's conference tournament. They'll start with number 10, a 5'10" sophomore, Jake Fowler. Number 12 is a 6'2" senior, Matt Obermiller. Number 20, 6'1" junior, Brady Barrett. Number 22, a 6'2" senior, Nick Stein. And number 52, a 6'3" senior, Calvin Ott. The head coach of the Adams Central Patriots is Zach Foster, assisted by Tom Schlechta, Zeb Noy, Josh Lewis, Rick Rath, and Jared Blackwell. Adams Central is 12-3 on the season. They're in Class B, and so not ranked in the top 10 in either the Lincoln Journal Star or Omaha World Herald. They did down Gibbon earlier this year, 71-34. Their three losses, Ord, Minden, and Grand Island Central Catholic. Last night, Adams Central advanced on with a 52-30 win over Wood River. Now it's time for a look at the starting lineup for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Number 4 is a 5'11" sophomore, Brett Penfeld. Number 5 is a 6'1" freshman, Riley Reinertsen, who scored 31 last night, 19 of the fourth quarter. Number 10 is a 5'8" sophomore, Nick Fulmer. Number 15 is a 5'8" sophomore, Luke Schuster. and number 34, a 6'4" senior, Caleb Cranow. The head coach of the Edmond Buffaloes is Paul Linerson, assisted by David Benge, Travis Frew, and John McDermott. Given his 8-7 on the season, and they upset the 3 seed last night in Donovan Trumbull, 47-42. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is 5 Points Bank. The girls' semifinals also being played here today, of course, because the tournament was pushed back because of the weather Monday and Tuesday. They elected to play all the semifinals today and finish up the tournament tomorrow. Coming up at 6 o'clock, the Ravenna Loop City girls, and at 8 o'clock, it is the Kearney Catholic Centura girls. You've been listening to the New Tank Seed pregame show. Best of luck in today's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tank Seed, your yield leaders, proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, New Tank Seed. And the opening tip is next.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
It's time now for high school basketball on Classic Hits. KKPR.com as well. Thanks a lot for being with us this afternoon. We get ready to get this second game underway, and Adams Central will win the tip. And Adams Central with a basketball. They throw it away. Gibbon comes out, puts pressure on immediately, and they couldn't make the first pass, so they'll turn it over. Obviously, Gibbon wants to slow the game down. The Buffaloes want to make it a possession-by-possession ball game, and they cannot allow Adams Central to get a run going. Now, one story that we'll have to tell you is that a couple of the Gibbon Buffaloes missed last night's game because of personnel reasons, disciplinary reasons, and only one of those is suited here today. So Dalton Jordan out, Logan Rivera on the bench. Coach Reinertsen says, I'm not sure if he'll get into the game today or not. As a three-pointer by Reinertsen is on the way, it is no good. Offensive rebound by Brett Benfeld. He's trying to find a teammate to get the basketball to, and it ends up being turned over. So Gibbon will turn it over as well on their first possession. A three in transition at the other end. Brady Barrett, no good. Rebound pulled down here by the Gibbon Buffaloes. Up the basketball floor with it is going to be Luke Schuster. Schuster gets the ball kicked in. Are we going to get a foul? No, we're going to get a kick called on Adams Central. And a couple of those guys that are not in the starting lineup here for Gibbon, especially Logan Rivera, can put some points on the board. And so that's why they really had to rely on the freshman, Riley Reinertsen, who scored 31 last night and, of course, 19 of those in the fourth quarter during their comeback. Kind of one of those things that is hard to believe happened but did as Reinertsen drives, kicks it to the baseline. The jumper is up and in by Nick Fulmer, and Gibbon has the first points of the basketball game. 2-0 Buffaloes. Adams Central wants to run. Move the ball around the perimeter. Kick it to the free throw line. Ott into the right-hand corner. They'll go to Stein. Get it back into Ott. Skip pass left side. Three-pointer on the way. Barrett up and in. Brady Barrett hits the three-pointer, and Adams Central takes the lead 3-2. Many people were anticipating that Adams Central-Donovan Trumbull rematch. Adams Central tying a state record with 20 made three-pointers in that ball game against Donovan Trumbull when they knocked them off 96-58. I know Donovan might have been looking ahead at him. As Gibbon has the ball camped out in the paint, finally getting out of there is going to be Caleb Cranow as the crowd was yelling for a three. Gibbon will get it down to Cranow. Low block, has no room to roll. Try to get it over to Reinertsen. It's deflected out of bounds by Matt Obermiller. Rosno, Heinrichs, and Ann Stein, the three-man crew for this basketball game. And we're 2 minutes in. It's 3-2 Adams Central. Gibbon ball, take it out of the side. Chuck it out towards midcourt to Nick Fulmer. Fulmer will get it to Brett Benfeld. Over to Reinertsen. Riley down to the low post to Cranow. Double team gets it to the back cutter. Benfeld got up and under, and a foul going to be called on Adams Central's Nick Stein trying to block the shot. And Benfeld will go to the line and shoot two. Kearney Catholic into the finals. They have not played Adam Central. They play them in the final game of the regular season. They did beat Gibbon right before the conference tournament, and Benfelt will hit the free throw, and we are tied at three. Checking in for Adam Central, Ashton Dirks, 5'11 senior, will come into the contest. Second free throw now for Benfelt. And it is on the way, and it is in. So Benfeld hits them both. Gibbon regains the lead by a score of 4-3. Up the floor comes Adam Central against a little bit of pressure here, but they hustle it in for another three in the quarter. Barrett fires it up. No good. Offensive rebound right underneath the hoop. Played back up and in by Adam Central's Matt Overmiller. Overmiller, Wednesday, signed to play football at Hastings College. 5-4, Adam Central. Gibbon works the ball around the perimeter here. Left side of the key. Holding on to it is going to be Luke Schuster. Back out to Benfeld. The one thing you have to look at against this man-to-man defense for Adam Central, Gibbon's not going to get a lot of shots outside of Reinertsen, who fires an off-balance three. It is no good. The rebound brought down by Calvin Ott. And then Gibbon's going to be called for a foul, trying to slap it away from behind. Goes on Luke Schuster. No, that's not Luke Schuster. It's on Nick Fulmer. They announced it wrong here. It's on Nick Fulmer, his first personal foul. And the first team foul on Gibbon. So each team with one, and here comes Jake Fowler. Fowler kicks it off on the left wing, gets it back up the top of the circle. Everything out around the perimeter so far here. Down to Ott, tries to make a no-look pass, and that's why you don't do it. There was nobody over there. Threw it about 4 feet over Barrett's head, and Adam Central will turn it over. 5-4 Adams Central, 4:45 to go, first quarter. Listening to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament here on Classic Hits. High post with it for the Gibbon boys is going to be Caleb Cranow. Trying to force it down low, can't find Reinertsen. It goes out of bounds, and Gibbon will give it right back. So the Patriots will set up here against a 1-2-1-1 zone trap of the Buffaloes. Fowler dribbles right down the middle of it, kicks it to Barrett. Barrett has already shot three threes, will throw it up top. Into the hands of Ashton Dirks. Back on the baseline. They get it into the hands of Barrett. Kick it out for a three. Fowler. No good. Ott fighting for the loose ball. Had it. Knocked out of his hands. Ott was very frustrated. He was headed to the other end because he thought it was Gibbon ball. But the officials say no. It goes off of a Gibbon foot, and Adam Central will keep the possession. Patriots will rotate it around the perimeter, get it back on the low block to Ott, bounces off Cranow, kicks it back out to Fowler. Fowler looking for some help, pulls up from the 12-foot mark and hits it. Jake Fowler with his first bucket, and it's 7-4. Adam Central now leads it by three. Up the floor with it for Gibbon. Is going to be Reinertsen, gives it off on the baseline, driving in, cut off. Now some problems here. They give it off to Benfelt. Trapped that on the right side. Adam Central really putting a body on him to Cranow. Swings it over to Reinertsen. Weak left side. Pull-up jumper for the three. It's up. No, it's a two. It's good. Riley Reinertsen with his first bucket of the ball game. 7-6. Long pass. Adam Central wants to attack quickly. But Gibbon gets back in good shape. Now the ball turned over. Steal is made by Luke Schuster. Schuster will weave his way through traffic. Try to get it to Reinertsen. Skip pass is going to be stolen away. Every time Adam Central turns it over, Gibbon gives it right back. And now a layup and a bucket. And Nick Fulmer made a foolish foul there. He tried to grab him from behind. And instead of giving him just 2 points, he's going to give him three. And the reason it was a little foolish is because it's his second foul. Unless they change that on the board. Let's find out. Earlier they said Fulmer had a foul. And they posted it on... Yeah, there it is, two. So it is two on Fulmer. And Overmiller now at the line to try and complete the three-point play, and he does. 5 points now for Matt Overmiller, and it's 10-6. And into the ball game for Gibbon is going to be Ryan Milks. He's another freshman at 5'10". There are plenty of freshmen on this roster for head coach Paul Reinertsen. So up the floor come the Buffaloes, trying to hang in this ball game, even though it's just the first quarter. 10-6, they've played their style of ball here so far, but a couple of turnovers have slowed down their progress with it as Luke Schuster against this tight man-to-man. Eventually, Adam Central pushes them out so far that that opens up some passing lanes, and that's when Gibbon has a good time scoring as the ball is tipped and out of bounds it goes. Into the ball game for Adam Central is Zach Hollister, a senior at 6 foot. Coach Foster has a good number of seniors on his ball club. Adams, the defending conference tournament champion, Reiners and drives the baseline, got fouled, and the shot spins around but kicks out. Foul on Zach Hollister, his first, and Riley Reinerson will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. 10-6 your score. Adams Central with the lead. The first free throw here for Reinerson is on the way and in. Also coming up tonight at the Viero Events Center in Kearney, it is the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Semifinals. Pleasanton and Loomis at 6:15. Overton and Eustis Farnham at 8. Those games will be on ESPN 1460. Also on the web, you can go to kkpr.com and listen to all the games that are on the radio, on the web. Second free throw up, and it is in, so Reinerson hits them both. 10-8 Adams Central. Just under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Boys semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings Gibbon. Nice try by Ashton Dirks. Bounce pass in the paint to Zach Hollister, and Hollister will lay it up and in. And Gibbon wants to take a 30-second timeout. So with 2:40 to go here in the first quarter, 12-8 in favor of Adams Central. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament brought to you by Aurora Co-op.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
As always, a big thank you to Jeff Montgomery and the entire crew here, Mike Kenton and the boys and girls at Gibbon for their hospitality. As Gibbon calls the first timeout of the game, 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Gibbon has the ball. Adams Central has the lead, 12-8. Lou Platt Conference boys semifinal, trying to get the ball up top there to Ryan Milks. It's going to be knocked away. Gibbon turnover, fast break the other way. Layup up and in by Nick Stein. Stein with his first bucket of the afternoon. It's 14-8 Adams Central. Up the floor with it will be Ryan Milks, reaching in and knocking it away again. And that could have been an over and back. Adams Central forces another turnover, takes a long three, and Barrett hits it. And now that run gets going, so the timeout actually spurs on Adams Central, and they are up by 9, 17-8. Riley Reinerson tries and dishes it back out on the wing to Luke Schuster. Schuster gets a back cut. Ben Felt comes down the paint. Layup good. Nice move by Brett Ben Felt. And it's 17-10. Brett just a sophomore, a young team here for Coach Paul Reinerson. Adams Central will get it over to Ashton Dirk. Skip pass left side. Barrett not afraid to shoot the three. That one is no good. Offensive rebound, though, brought down by Zach Hollister. Hollister gets it around the perimeter. Another three. Nick Stein around and out. No good. And then on the rebound, a foul called on Adams Central. And it's going to go against the big fella, Zach Hollister. His second. Team fouls now even. Third one for Adams Central. Set the five on the floor for you, Gibbon. Looks like they've got their four of their originals in there, and just checking into the ball game is going to be Ryan Newyear, another freshman. So quite a learning experience today for Gibbon. Bringing the ball up the floor is going to be Nick Fulmer. Fulmer gives it off on the wing to Luke Schuster. Back in the corner to Fulmer. Wide open three, let it go. It's short, no good. And fighting for the loose ball, battling, and Ryan Newyear saved it in there. And Gibbon will get another chance. Ben Felt to Reinerson, open three, top of the key, no good, and a foul on the rebound. Going to be called on Adams Central again. Goes on Brady Barrett, his first. Fourth team foul. Back in is Jake Fowler for Adams Central, and checking out will be Brady Barrett. Given ball underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it up top to Luke Schuster and spread the floor. Not a whole lot on the inbounds play, just trying to get a half-court set going. A minute to go here in the first quarter. 17-10 Adams Central. Get it down on the baseline, and a foul going to be called as Ryan Newyear tried to make a move. Calvin Ott with his first personal foul. He was trying to help Newyear out of bounds as he was dribbling on the baseline. And once again, Gibbon will throw it in. Everybody will stack the left side of the lane, and it'll be thrown out to Schuster again from Fulmer. Tried to go back to Fulmer. Miscommunication. The ball thrown away. Schuster thought he was supposed to give it right back to Fulmer for a possible three, and Fulmer made a cut down the baseline. And that's just what you're going to see with a lot of young kids out there. Freshmen and sophomores for the most part. 17-10 Adams Central. Fowler gets through the double team into the front court, drops it into the right-hand corner to Matt Overmiller. Quick reversal left side. Gibbons stays up with it this time. Driving and dishing is Zach Hollister. Dump it in the corner for another three. That time, Matt Overmiller, no good. Rebound brought down by Ryan Milks. Milks pushes it up the floor to Reinertsen. Reinertsen got too deep. Hit the bottom of the rim on the shot. And out of bounds, it goes to Adams Central. Back in, Brady Barrett. Fowler's out there. Matt Overmiller, Brady Barrett, Nick Stein, and Calvin Ott are the original five starters. Now back on the floor for Adams Central with 29 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 17-10 Adams Central. They hit a couple of threes in there and got a steal for a layup, and that's the difference as they lob it into Ott. Ott just too big. He puts it up and scores. 19-10. The lead back out to 9 here for the Patriots as Gibbon hopes to score on the last possession here in the first quarter. Trying to set something up for Reinertsen. Schuster's going to hand it off to Fulmer. 5 seconds to go. Reinertsen got it. Free throw line jumper. Short-armed it. No good. Rebound brought down by Adams Central. And that will take us to the end of the first quarter of play. After one, it's Adams Central 19, Gibbon 10. You're listening to the Lou Flash Conference Tournament brought to you by Aurora Co-op. Rising to the challenge here on Classic Hits 98.9.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, and Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Gibbon gets the ball at midcourt to start the second quarter. They've got a set play. Fulmer drives, can't get the shot to go. The rebound pulled down, and we're off to the other end. I believe that was Ott that got it, and out the door they go with the basketball as they turn it over. In the first quarter, Gibbon 6 turnovers, Adams Central 3. Rebounds were even at 4 apiece. Gibbon was 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Adams Central was 1 of 1. 3-point shooting, Gibbon 0 of 4. Adams Central 2 of 8. Brady Barrett 6 points, 5 for Matt Overmiller. For Gibbon, Brett Penfell and Riley Reinertsen each had 4. 19-10 Adams Central as we start quarter number 2. And a reach-in foul going to be called on the Patriots, trying to trap Gibbon at midcourt. Brady Barrett with his second personal foul. 6 fouls have been called on Adams Central. 2 have been called on Gibbon. Barrett and Hollister each have 2 now for the Patriots. So once again, Gibbon will toss the ball in here. They have come from double-digit deficits before, including yesterday in the upset of Donovan Trumbull. And again, they try to set up that back cut, and Reinertsen got held up on the way to the hoop, and the pass sails out of bounds. Turnover number 7 for the Buffaloes. Earlier, it was Kearney Catholic downing Ravenna in our first boys semifinal game, 72-60. We'll talk with the coaches at halftime. They were detained at the end of the first game, so we didn't get a chance to chat with them, but they will be joining us here at the half. As the ball gets down to Matt Overmiller, and he is going to be fouled down low. The given player said, "I didn't do anything." And the official smile says, "Yeah, I think you did." And that'll be Nick Fulmer with his third personal foul. I think he was trying to plead his case so that he wouldn't get called for it. He has the entire team foul total, and he's got to come out. And back in will come Ryan Milks. First free throw by Matt Overmiller is up and in. He's 2 of 2 at the line, 20-10. Now the second free throw up and in, 21-10. And back into the ball game, Ashton Dirks. Adams Central obviously has more depth, and Gibbon didn't have that much depth, and they've got a couple of kids that are out for disciplinary reasons today, so they have had to stick with a lot of youth out here. Riley Reinerson doing a good job of handling the ball, bringing it into the front court, and finally dishes it off there to Luke Schuster, who just puts the ball on his hip and holds it. That allows Adam Central to get their defense set. Starts to dribble the ball, guarded out there by Ashton Dirks. Doesn't really go anywhere, and finally Reinerson's going to come out and take the basketball. Try to set up a play. Cranow got open in the lane. Nice pass. He's wide open for the layup. Cranow noticed that nobody was on him, so he called for the ball, and Reinerson with the assist. First points of the second quarter for 21-12 Adams Central. 6.5 to go first half. Overmiller gives it over to Barrett. Barrett skip pass all the way to the left side to Dirks. Down low to Ott. Knocked out of Ott's hands by Reinerson. And the ball will stay in the Patriots' hands, it looks like. So Adams Central inbound and underneath their own hoop. Looking to throw it in will be Dirks. Lobs it up high. Overmiller grabs it at the free throw line. They'll rotate it out to Barrett. Barrett is the main three-point shooter so far. Skip pass to Overmiller. He'll shoot the three. It's in and out. No good. And the rebound brought down by Brett Benfeld. Adams Central 2 of 9 from three-point land so far. Both of them hit by Brady Barrett. Off the screen, Riley Reinerson looking for another one. Now spin move in the lane, puts up the 360, and he hits it. 6 points now for Riley Reinerson, 21-14. Just a ton of talent in that family. Adams Central basketball trying to keep that lead at a sizable distance here. Three-pointer again. This one on the way by Barrett will not go. Ball tipped around. Good save down there by Gibbons, Luke Schuster. And the Buffaloes could get a little momentum if they could score right here. Got something going with back-to-back buckets. They were down 21-10. And now Reinerson to Cranow on the post. Throws through. Open three on the way by Milks, and he hits it. Ryan Milks hits the three-point bucket, the first of the game for Gibbon. And the 11-point lead is down to 4. And all of a sudden, Adams Central's got to be wondering, what's going on here? We're supposed to bury these guys. It's 21-17 and a walk call on the Patriots. Stein wanted to throw left and he's out of the corner of his eye. Barrett was wide open and he took an extra half step while trying to decide what to do. 21-17 Adams Central, and Gibbon will bring the ball into the hands of Riley Reinerson and set up the high 1-4 here against the man-to-man. Left side, they'll set it up, get it into the hands of Schuster. Back to Reinerson, left corner. He started out there by Overmiller. Off a couple of picks. Oh, back door, wide open layup is there. Benfeld perfectly executed. Timeout, Adams Central. What a great play by the youngsters from Gibbon. And they scored 9 in a row. And that'll put a little confidence in their beret. 4:41 to go here in the first half of play. It is Adams Central 21, Gibbon 19. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on Classic Hits.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
The Aurora Cooperative is proud to support our area youth. Again this year, the Aurora Cooperative is offering $5,000 in scholarships to students majoring in an ag-related field. Go to Aurora Co-op for application details. Best wishes to all area basketball teams from the Aurora Cooperative.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, Gibbon has kept themselves in the ball game, going on a 9-0 run to cut the lead to 21-19 Adams Central with 4:41 to go here in the first half. Adams Central using their first full-length timeout. Seems a little late breaking the huddle here. And Adams Central will have the basketball. Matt Overmiller, Brady Barrett, Jake Fowler, Stein. And across the timeline they come. Adams Central has shot a lot of threes, 10 of them, and they've only converted on 2 of them. And Fowler will get it to the high post. Overmiller into the right-hand corner. Barrett drop step, drops into the lane. Now they kick it back out quickly. Stein, double team, steps through, gets it over to Fowler. Good job by Jake to come meet the pass because it would have got knocked away to Ott. Give and go, but back up top, reverse it. Here comes Overmiller. Oh, he blows by his guy, then looks for the contact and is called for the charge. Cranow slid over, and Stein got caught in no man's land and is called for the charge. That's the second foul on Nick Stein. Seventh team foul, and Gibbon will bring the ball up. No free throws because of the offensive foul. And Brett Benfeld will bring it into the front court. Looking for Reinertsen. He'll come up and take it. Last time they overplayed Reinertsen, and he burned him with the assist to Benfeld. Long three, Riley. It is no good. Benfeld grabs the rebound, though, and another opportunity. Swing it over to Schuster. To Milks. Milks for three. That's off the mark. No good. And driving, Matt Overmiller grabs the loose ball. Outlet pass tipped away out of bounds. Well, the Gibbon fans that have come out for the game this afternoon are trying to stay boisterous here and make some noise. Adams Central fans kind of stunned. And, of course, if you're going to get out of school, you just will stick around and watch some basketball. Kearney Catholic and Ravenna folks sticking around. Ravenna girls play next, so why not stick around and watch this game as well as they get it down to Stein, and Stein will be fouled on the shot, can't get it to go. He'll go to the free throw line. Caleb Cranow with his first foul. He's the only person on the team besides Fulmer to get a foul. And the free throw on the way, and it is good for Nick Stein. 3 points for Stein in the ball game. Adams Central, a 62% free throw shooting team. Second free throw by Stein is on the way, and it is in. So Nick hits them both. He's got 4 points, and it's 23-19, but the only points in the second quarter for Adams Central have been from the free throw line. 3:20 to go in the first half, and the ball is knocked away. Fight for it, and how about the big fella, Calvin Ott, getting it. Outlet pass to Overmiller, layup good. And this is how Adams Central got the lead built up there in quarter number one. They forced a couple of turnovers, they hit a couple of buckets, and quickly got the lead out to 7 and eventually 11. Given basketball, Schuster works off the dribble, trying to get Reinertsen free. They bite on Reinertsen. Schuster shoots the 19-footer and hit it. Luke Schuster with his first bucket. Five different Buffaloes have scored in the second quarter. Gibbon tries to trap in a backcourt. Adams Central breaks the press. A long three by Barrett. It's off the mark. No good. Didn't need that long three. They had numbers. The rebound brought down by Benfeld. Right into the front court. 25-21. Adams Central by four. Reinertsen working on his man Overmiller. Takes him into the paint, then kicks it back out, and it's stripped away. And Barrett will have an uncontested layup at the other end, which he'll score. And then he tries to steal it on the inbound on a lazy pass there and knocks it away and out of bounds. 9 turnovers in the game for Gibbon compared to 5 for Adams Central. And Coach Paul Reinertsen on the bench, staying pretty calm. He knows it's a learning process, and anything that he can get out of this game would be something. And if somehow they're in the game in the fourth quarter, some folks would call that a minor miracle. 27-21. Gibbon just so much younger, and they look it out there against Adams Central, but they're executing the X's and O's as good as they can. They just can't give up those turnovers that lead directly to easy layups. Here's Milks. Doesn't take the three. Drives in. Ran out of room. Lost the ball. And then it's stolen away by Reinertsen. Nice play by Riley. Takes it in. Double pump scored. Riley Reinertsen answered right back after the team's exchange turnovers, and it's 27-23. And Adams Central with the basketball. Fowler back out to Barrett. Right corner wide open. Overmiller 4-3. It's good. Matt Overmiller will hit the 3-point bucket, and he's got 7 points here in the quarter, 12 of the game, 30-23. So it's Adams Central every time Gibbon gets close, finding a way to get some kind of a big shot registered. Into the hands of Ryan Milks. Between the circles, well out away from the hoop. Tried to get it to Cranow. The ball knocked away. Cranow picks it up and throws it right into the hands of Nick Stein. Stein comes to the other end, gives it off to Ott. Calvin lays it up and in. So another turnover that the lead leads directly to a layup. And it's 32-23. 9-point lead now for Adams Central with 45 seconds to go in the half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats. Recap of game one. We'll talk with Paul Baronic and with Don Lease about Kearney Catholic's win. And then we'll preview the girls' semifinal still to come. Right now, Gibbon being very patient here with 30 seconds to go in the half. Over to Reinertsen. Riley with the ball. Holding it. Up top, Cranow. Cranow, ball at the top of the circle. Back cut, they get it to Benfeld. Benfeld lays it up and in. 8 points for Brett. still time. 32-25, 10 seconds to go. Adams Central brings it into the front court. Stein gives it off to Overmiller. Down low to Ott. Picks it back out. Overmiller, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Ball tip. And a whistle and a foul called on Gibbon, it looks like. Brett Benfeld commits the foul, and they're not the one-and-one, so that may not hurt. Adams Central has 1 second to get a shot away. Adams Central wants to check a man in, and here comes Ashton Dirks. They'll take it out from just above the top of the key. 1 second here for Adams Central. Overmiller to throw it in. Lobs it underneath, knocked away, and we are at halftime. That is the end of the first half of play here in the Lou Platt Conference Boys Semifinals. The second seed, Adams Central Patriots, lead the sixth seed in the Gibbon Buffaloes, 32-25. And we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back to Gibbon. A big thank you to the many fine sponsors as always as we head you into the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, your score, 32-25, Adams Central leading the Gibbon Buffaloes. In our first game this afternoon, it was the Kearney Catholic Stars downing the Ravenna Blue Jays by a score of 72-60. Kearney Catholic hitting 12 of 21 three-pointers. Drew Butler with 19 points. David Squires with 17 and 15 in the ball game for Keegan Fitzgerald. Don Leese, the head basketball coach of the Stars, joins us here at the half. And Coach, is it a rivalry now?
Well, yeah, we can make it a little bit of one anyway, because, you know, we haven't been for so long. I don't know if it was considered a rivalry or not, Doug, but our kids played, you know, real well tonight.
You should see my file system. I go back as far as I can. How long had it been since you got Ravenna, and how long has it been since you've been in the finals?
Somebody said 1942 right now. I don't know, Doug. I don't know. It's probably back when that year we won it and stuff, I think, probably in 2003, 2004, something like that, that we've been in there. We had a good run from about 98 to about 2004 on some things, and then we haven't been in there for a while. And, you got the powerhouses of Ravenna and Adams Central and them that seem like they've been dominating it for a while and stuff. So it was nice for our kids to come out and get a good win like this.
You made 12 threes. What besides shooting the ball well worked for you today?
Shooting the ball well. it's like I tell everybody, you shoot well, you look good, you know. And we shot the ball extremely well today. Making a few adjustments at halftime to break that press and stuff. I think we had, was 15 turnovers in the first half. And so we went back to the press, press breaker a little bit that we went to when we played them the first time and had success against it. But our kids were just, I'm going, guys, that's what we want. We want teams to press us, and you guys just got to relax. I told them, a press is just like a zone that's 94 feet. And you got to hit your open areas and slash and cut and stuff and look to throw over the top. It's not any difference when you're trying to go against a 1-3-1 or a 2-1-2 zone, on the, half court stuff. I said, just look for the open area and cut to that open area. And I said, make eye contact and look for those spots. I said, you rotate here and rotate there. And that's basically that we did.
How much, and we're talking with Don Leese, the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, after their 72-60 win earlier today over Ravenna, how much, again, for the second straight night, did having the depth advantage play in this game?
It was huge, Doug. You know, in the first half, somebody asked me, why do you put five in and five out for a while, and then you kind of, you know, settle into a routine of stuff. And my thinking is, you know, we got five guys, we got 10 guys that can play basketball. You know, one of our goals is to try to wear some teams down. And, you know, putting five in and five out, just rotating them in, keeping people fresh. And then you kind of find out who's playing well. And then the second half, you kind of settle into a two- or three-man rotation on stuff. And you know, that's what we did today. And, you know, the big man Squires had a heck of a game for us today. You know, and so when he's having a good game, it kind of pulls everybody out a little bit. And, you know, and everybody had some good game, good stuff today. And they found the open guy a lot. You know, we made the extra pass to get that open shot and stuff. So, you know, our kids shot the ball extremely well today.
Well, we know, and Gibbons hanging in this.
We know.
We've scouted them. We've seen you play them. We've talked about them. But you haven't played Adams Central. If you end up playing them, we might set the record for most threes attempted in a game. What do you do against an Adams Central team? Because, again, we have broke down Gibbons before.
You know, the big thing, I think, against Adams Central is you just got to hope that they miss some shots, you know, because they're going to get some shots off. You know, and hopefully we close out and get a hand up in the face. And, you know, and you know, you got to make it as difficult as possible. That's what we tried to tell the kids at halftime. You know, Connor's getting to the rim, and Anderson was getting to the rim on us. And I said, you guys got to make it as difficult as possible on them. You got to hedge off your guys. And rotate. You got to rotate the right spots. And sometimes we did a great job, and sometimes we wouldn't rotate right. But you know, the kids did a good job of rotating. That's what we got to do tomorrow. We got to get up there and get a hand in their face, make it as difficult a shot as we possibly can.
Well, congratulations on the win. We'll see you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
All right, thanks, Doug. Thanks for coming.
Don Leese, head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. They win it 72-60 here at the half, 32-25. In favor of Adams Central leading Gibbon. We'll look at the numbers after this timeout.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda, along with our producer engineer Stacy Johns. Let's take a look at the first half numbers. First of all, for Gibbon, Brett Benfeld, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Riley Reinerson, 8 points. Nick Fulmer, 2 points. Ryan Milks, 3 points and a rebound. Luke Schuster, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Ryan Newyear, 1 rebound. Caleb Cranow, 2 points, 4 rebounds in each quarter. All the free throws were in the first quarter, where the Buffs were 4 of 4. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first, 1 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 6 in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Nick Fulmer does have 3 fouls for Gibbon, who had 10 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second, and at the half, 25 points, 8 rebounds. 4 out of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, and 11 turnovers for the 8-7 Buffaloes. Now for Adams Central, Jake Fowler, 2 points. Matt Obermiller leads the way with 12 points, 2 rebounds. Brady Barrett, 8 points. Nick Stein, 4 points and a rebound. Zach Hollister, 2 points, 1 rebound. And Calvin Ott, 4 points, 2 rebounds. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 2 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 1 in the first, 4 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting for the Patriots, 2 of 8 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in each quarter. Foul situation, Brady Barrett, Nick Stein, and Zach Hollister all have 2. 19 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second. At the half, the Patriots have 32 points, 6 rebounds, 5 out of 5 at the free throw line, 3 of 12 from 3-point land, and 6 turnovers. at the half. Adams Central leads Gibbons 32-25, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on KKPR.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
This is the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament on KKPR-FM, brought to you by Aurora Co-op. Rising to the challenge. Can Gibbon rise to the challenge here in the second half? They've stayed in the ball game here, trailing 32-25 at halftime. And to start the third quarter, the ball will belong to the Adams Central Patriots. And they're going to back it out and see what Gibbon is going to try to do. And it looks like Gibbon will get in that zone defense here to start the second half of play. Don't forget girls semifinals coming up after this at 6 o'clock, Ravenna, Loup City at 8 o'clock, Centura, Kearney Catholic. Right now, the Patriots being patient around the perimeter here. They love that three, but it looks like they want to dump it inside. Instead, Stein will take the three. It is too strong, no good. Offensive rebound for Fowler. He dishes it off to a wide-open Calvin Ott, who missed the layup, but then a foul on the second opportunity. The foul's on Caleb Cranow. That's his second. So Calvin Ott will go to the line and shoot his first free throws of the ball game. Oh, no, excuse me. It's going to be Stein. Stein's going to get the chance here. And the first one by Nick is no good. Second free throw now is on the way, and it is good. So Stein gets one of two. He's got 5 points in the game, and it's 33-25. The largest lead by Adams Central was 11, and then that's when Gibbon scored nine in a row to make it 21-19, and Adams Central's been trying to pull back ahead even farther ever since. As the drive by Reinertsen, left wing, puts that little floater up, no good. The rebound brought down by Jake Fowler, and then Fowler stepped out of bounds. So give it right back over to the Gibbon Buffaloes. Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. Try to get it inside to Cranow. Cranow can't handle it, drops it, taken right back by Ott to Barrett. Barrett gets a little out of control. Swings it back out top. Now he's underneath, and he's going to get it from Fowler, and Barrett's going to score. He was off balance. He lost the ball. His teammates picked it up, and then when he realized where he was, nobody was covering him right underneath the hoop, and Brady Barrett now has 10 points. Reiner threw the ball at the top of the circle. Going to hand it off there to Luke Schuster. Schuster trying to find a screen here, maybe a pick and roll. Schuster didn't like what he saw, so he's going to hand it back off to Nick Fulmer. To Reinertsen. Reinertsen long three. Nothing but net. Riley Reinertsen, his first three of the basketball game. He's got 11 points, and it's 35-28. Adams Central by 7. 6:20 to go here in the third quarter of play. Ott wide open at the other end. They can't deflect an entry pass, and he'll turn and lay it up and in. 6 points now for Ott. 37-28 Patriots. Schuster will bring it into the front court. Give it off to Reinertsen. Riley, crossover, left-hand dribble. Now swings it to the high post. Cranow, odd on him. Cranow wants to take a couple dribbles, doesn't get very far. Kicks it out on the wing to Schuster against the man-to-man defense here. Trying to switch up. Looks like more of a trap zone now. Reinertsen, another three, and that one's in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Nick Stein. So Stein getting a little tougher on the boards here early in the third quarter. And at the other end, Brady Barrett draws some contact, and a blocking foul will be called on Luke Schuster. That'll be the second foul of the half, the first personal foul, and into the ball game for Gibbon. Here comes Ryan Newyear, and Cranow is going to check out. Adams Central ball underneath their own hoop. Kick it around the perimeter. Fowler's open. He'll shoot the three. Jake can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down again by Ott. Kick it out to Barrett. Back to Ott at the free throw line. Jumper no good. Ball, Jake Fowler. Two long rebounds. Another three by Barrett. No good. Another rebound. This time it's going to be a foul on Adams Central for the shove, I do believe. No, they're going to call it on Gibbon. Nick Fulmer gets his fourth foul. And he's going to have to check out of the ball game. It looked like he must have grabbed Jake Fowler, is what the official is saying, and that's why he fell to the ground. And it'll be Adams Central basketball, leading it by 9. Fowler back up top, tried to get it to Stein. Reinertsen got his hand on the passing lane and deflected it away. The winner plays tomorrow at 6 against Kearney Catholic. The loser has to come right back tomorrow at 2, and that's not going to be easy. You get Ravenna. So if you're going to be playing a tough game, it just will be for the title as Overmiller fires the three. There you're going. You get that one to go. Shooter's touch for Matt Overmiller. It rattled around and finally went in. He's got 15 points in the game, his second three. And now the largest lead of the contest here for Adams Central is 12, 40-28. Luke Schuster with it. 5-second count on. He better do something with it. Finally lost a little room. Now he needs some help and a timeout going to be called by Gibbon. 30-second timeout on the floor with 4:37 to go in the third quarter of play. Adams Central 40, Gibbon 28. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament brought to you by Aurora Co-op.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
The Aurora Cooperative is proud to support our area youth. Again this year, the Aurora Cooperative is offering $5,000 in scholarships to students majoring in an ag-related field. Go to Aurora Co-op for application details. Best wishes to all area basketball teams from the Aurora Cooperative.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns back here at Gibbon. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. It will be Gibbon basketball out of their own timeout here and try and get some offense going in the second half. They have 1-3 from Riley Reinertsen in 3.5 minutes of play. Schuster's going to hand it off there to Milks. And they get farther away, and throw it away. Second turnover of the half on Gibbon, and Adams Central will throw it in. Get it into Jake Fowler, a chance for the Patriots to go put this one away now in the third quarter. Over to Nick Stein, back up top Fowler, Benfeld on him, a no-look pass to Stein. Ball fake, drives to the low block, puts it up off the glass and scores. And the shots are starting to fall now from inside the arc for Adams Central. Not shooting quite as many threes. They put up 4 here in the quarter. 42-28 now in favor of the Patriots. Between the circles, Schuster looking for a screen. Gets a partial screen there from New Year. 5-second count on. Needs some help. Now he picks the ball up. Reinertsen comes out and grabs it at midcourt. Tries to set some screens and get Riley free here. He's got a one-on-one against Calvin Ott. That's a mismatch. Pulls up from 18 and buries the jump shot. Reinertsen with 13 points. 42-30, Adams Central. Had the ball dribble between Reinertsen's legs by the Adams Central guard, Nick Stein. I don't know if he intentionally meant to do that, but it looked 50. Into the corner to Barrett, and Barrett buries the three. 45-30. Three-pointer at the other end, Milks. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound into the hands of Jake Fowler. Fowler wants to run. He wants to take it all the way himself. Nobody got in his way. Scoop shot, no good. Hot rebound, foul, shot good. And Adams Central has now disciplined themselves and have went out to a 47-30 lead. Checking in for Gibbon is Logan Rivera. Rivera going to check in for the first time here in the conference tournament. And at the line for Adams Central will be Calvin Ott trying to complete the three-point play. Foul was on Ryan Newyear. The free throw no good. And Riley Reinertsen grabs his first rebound of the game. 2:55 to go. Third quarter, 47-30, Adams Central. And the ball, Milks bounce pass, stolen away by Ott. He'll go in and make the uncontested layup. 6 in the quarter for Calvin Ott, and Adams Central continues to pull away. 49-30 the score. Gibbon basketball trying to find some offense. Outside of Riley Reinertsen. New Year gives it to Milks. To Reinertsen for the three. That one will not go. Rebound pulled down by Fowler. He's got five in the quarter. Up the floor he comes. Looking for somebody to get the ball to now that he's stopped. Into the corner, Barrett. Another three. Brady, no. Rebound pulled down by Overmiller. Overmiller kicks it out top. Fowler didn't want the three. Looks for somebody to get the ball to. And his pass going to be deflected out of bounds by Ryan Newyear. Schuster re-enters the game for Gibbon. Adams Central has the basketball. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Gibbon as the low post. Get it into Ott again, up and in. And Calvin Ott makes it 51-30. And a huge run being put on here by Adams Central. They are up 7 at the half, and now they're up by 21. Trying to post up Rivera. Benfelt looking for somebody to get it to besides Rivera. Now it's poked out of his hands from behind by Fowler. And checking in is Ashton Dirks. Fowler's out, and Zach Hollister will come back in. And Brady Barrett is out of the ball game. It'll be given ball in front of their own bench into Reinertsen. Guarded by Overmiller to the high post, Rivera. Out on the wing, they'll go Milks to Schuster, excuse me. Back to Reinertsen, who drives. Got it partially blocked in there by Matt Overmiller. Ball knocked away. It's loose and picked up there by Brett Benfelt. Benfelt gives it to Reinertsen, a wraparound pass to Rivera. He missed the bunny, and the rebound still loose on the floor, and Benfelt gets another one out of there to Reinertsen. A travel going to be called on Riley. Given, again, many opportunities, but could not get anything to fall. 51-30 Adams Central, 1:25 to go here in the third quarter of play. And a timeout going to be called here by Gibbons. It'll be a full-length timeout. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Ag West.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
And welcome back to Gibbon High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you basketball for the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, which continues with the girls' semifinals next. Earlier, Kearney Catholic beat Ravenna 72-60 in the boys' semifinal game. And here in our second semifinal, Adams Central has outscored Gibbon 19-5 in the third quarter to get up by 21. 51-30 is your score. Adams Central going to spread the floor here out of that Gibbon timeout. Look for some passing lanes and now take a three anyway with Overmiller. It's off the mark, no good. Long rebound comes out to Luke Schuster, his third for Gibbon. Gives it to Benfelt. Benfelt back up top, Schuster. Hands it off to Reinertsen. Reinertsen backs out. Backs farther away. Now crossover to get by the defender. Fires it into Cranow. Makes a great catch. Turnaround jumper up and in. Caleb Cranow with his second bucket of the ball game and snaps a long scoring drought here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Adams Central wastes no time getting it up the floor. Stein in the corner to Hollister. He wants to shoot a three. It's short, no good. Rebound tipped around. Reinertsen grabs it. Reinertsen's fouled. Cranow kept it alive. The foul on Matt Overmiller, his first. That's the first foul of the half on Adams Central. And Gibbon ball. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. And Reinertsen will walk it across the timeline. Riley to the high post to Cranow. Spins, looks at the hoop, holds the ball. Odd on him. Kicks it out of the left wing. Now Reinertsen has it with 14 seconds. Gets a screen set. Comes to the right side, guarded by Hollister. Crossover, top of the key, three. It's good. Riley Reinertsen hit the three-pointer. And for Adams Central, they'll get a shot from half court at the horn. It's no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Adams Central 51, Gibbon 35. You're listening to high school basketball from the Luplack Conference Tournament on Classic Hits.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We enter the fourth quarter of our boys' semifinal at the Luplack Conference Tournament, brought to you by Aurora Co-op. And Gibbon will get the ball to start it. Pulled the upset last night, had to come from double digits down. They're going to have to come from a big deficit here. They were down 21, and currently they are down 16, and they turn it over to start the fourth quarter of play. 16 points for Riley Reinertsen, 8 for Brett Benfeld. For Adams Central, Matt Obermiller, 15, Brady Barrett, 13, Calvin Ott, 12. And Adams Central will bring the ball up against a little token pressure. Obermiller, crossover dribble, no look, Ott, back door open, lays it up and in. Calvin with a big second half, has 10 of his 14 points here in the second half. 53-35 Patriots. Reinertsen up the floor, trying to lose Obermiller. Crossover dribble, left elbow, kicks it back out top into the hands of Nick Fulmer, who had to set for a while with those four fouls and then ends up double dribbling it. Right back into the ball game, Ryan Milks, and Schuster's going to check out. Girls games are coming up next here on Classic Hits, and the boys semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament will be at the Viero Event Center on ESPN Radio at 6:15 and 8. Pleasanton plays Loomis. Overton takes on Eustace Farnham. Earlier today, Kearney Catholic boys upset Ravenna 72-60. They hit 12 threes. Here's Fulmer for a three. Fowler, excuse me, for a three. No good. Comes back out to him, and then he is fouled. The foul is on Brett Benfeld, his second. That's the 15th foul on Gibbon. And Adams Central will throw it in. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will have all the final stats. Right elbow to Stein, back in the corner. Barrett, quick shooting three, no good. Rebound, wrestled around. Crane out trying to win the battle, but it ends up in the hands of Nick Stein. Second chance opportunity here for Adams Central. Skip past Stein, down low to Ott. Fadeaway jumper from six won't go. Caleb Crane out grabs the rebound. He'll give it off to Riley Reinertsen. Adams Central is 5 of 22 from three-point land, 3 of 12 for Gibbon. Reinertsen, 15-footer, won't go that time. Benfeld, good battle, got the rebound in the land of the Giants, put it up, won't go. Ott with the good defense and gets the rebound. Baseball pass to the other end. Obermiller got by everybody, and he'll lay it up and score. 17 now for Matt Obermiller, and the lead back to 20, 55-35. 6:10 to go. So Obermiller hits the bucket. He's got 17. And a give and go that doesn't go anywhere. It's between Benfeld's legs. We get a jump. The arrow points the way of Adams Central. So Adams Central doing it like they usually do, taking care of the basketball here tonight. We only have them for 7 turnovers in the basketball game. That's below their season average of 12 per contest. But again, Adams Central, a Class B school, and they have had to try and up their schedule a little bit as well. The Loop Platte now is from Class B all the way to Class D1 with Loop City as the shot is up and in by Jake Fowler. And a timeout going to be called by Adams Central after the make. 5:42 to go in the basketball game. It's 57-35. Adams Central leading Gibbon here on KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour. Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Well, Gibbon hung in it for a half and just couldn't get anything going in the third quarter. Adams Central brought their defense out, got more into a matchup zone to try and deny Reinertsen not only shooting the ball, but just really being able to run some plays when he's handling the basketball. And it didn't totally work. Reinertsen has 8 points. He has 8 of their 10 points in the second half. And Gibbon is yet to score here in the fourth quarter with 5.5 to go. And Reinertsen has it in the right-hand corner off the pick, trying to set up Cranow. The switch is made. Riley Reinertsen guarded by Ott up top to Benfelt. Brett still looking inside. Cranow's going to have to get out of the paint eventually, and he does. Back up top they'll go. Nick Fulmer reset it. Hand it off, and it's tipped away. Steal made by Fowler. Fowler trying to go coast to coast. Nobody gets in his way. Puts it up, missed it. Follow shot missed by Stein. Second chance up and in. Nick Stein hung with it and now has 9 points in the basketball game. 59-35, an 8-0 run to start the fourth quarter here for Adams Central. Again, ball nearly stolen away by Barrett. Now it's thrown into the backcourt. Was it tipped? Brett Benfeld will pick it up, and they're going to say it is an over and back, that it was not tipped. So back-to-back turnovers for Gibbon, and now coming in for the Buffaloes will be Dakota Kenton. I think we're going to start to see the benches clear a little bit. They both have to play tomorrow, so no need to beat your starters into the ground. And checking back in, Zach Hollister for Adams Central. And also coming in, Micah Lindblad for the first time. Also re-entering, Ashton Dirks. Fowler and Stein stay out there. 4:40 to go in the game. Stein gets around one man, takes it to the hoop. He's going to be fouled by Cranow. Third on Caleb, and Stein will go to the line to shoot two. Nick is 3 of 4 the ball game and has 9 points, 6 rebounds, according to my book. And Nick Stein to shoot two. First one's on the way. Short, no good. Girls semifinals, Ravenna Loop City, Kearney Catholic Centura coming up next here on Classic Hits. Second free throw is good. So Stein gets into double digits with his 10th point. And checking in, Blake Overmiller now. The sophomore Overmiller, 6 foot, checks into the ball game here for Coach Zach Foster. Gibbon ball. Still looking for some points here in the fourth quarter. Get it into the hands of Kenton. Kenton swings it left wing to Benfelt. Benfelt to the high post. Brett, spin move, takes it in. Got it knocked away, and a foul's going to be called, and Brett will get to go to the line, it looks like. After getting 8 points in the first half, he hasn't even really had a look in the second half. The foul is on Micah Lindblad. His first. And the free throw by Benfeld is up and in. He's 3 of 3 at the line, has 9 points. 60-36, Adams Central. Adams Central won the first meeting of the year, 71-34, but that was a game they were up early. And now Reinertsen's going to check out of the ball game, and Jared Drzinski checks in. Second free throw, no good. And fight for the loose ball, a jump ball between Lindblad and Cranow. The arrow points the way of Gibbon. With 4:21 to go, again Gibbon upsetting Donovan Trumbull last night, 47-42. Ball comes into the right wing. They get it to Fulmer. Fulmer tries to get into the paint. Drop the ball. Turned over. Outlet pass to the other end. Here's Zach Kierkegaard who checked in, and underneath the shot is up and in by Kierkegaard, and it's 62-36. Zach ran into some traffic down there, but was able to finish. 4 minutes to go in the game, and the Misco Sports postgame show when we're done. Get it inside to Cranow on the low block, turnaround jumper, and Caleb is able to score. 6 points now for Cranow, 62-38. Up the floor quickly with it, Adams Central. The second team not wasting any time. Overmiller into the corner, three-pointer, Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound brought down by Brett Benfeld. I've got him for 8 boards in the ball game. Just a 5'11 sophomore. He dishes it off, and on the drive, Dorzinski throws it up, no good. Ball kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with Gibbon. Into the ball game for Adam Central, Adam Hunt. And in for Gibbon will be Ryan Newyear and... Well, he said James Witt wasn't suited, but 44 is in there. We'll wait and see who it is. So, might be Trey Rivera. I don't see a 50 on the bench. I'm going to go with Trey Rivera. Well, there is a 50 on the bench, so I don't know. Ball kicked around. Ball's loose. Gibbon trying to save it. And we're going to get another jump ball. And now it's Adam Central. 3:18 to go, and back in for Gibbon, Ryan Milks. And just about everybody, in fact, I think just about everybody has been in the game. Might be a couple kids still waiting to check in for Gibbon. 3:10 to go. Adam Central basketball. Adam Hunt with it. Skip pass left side. They'll get it to Overmiller. Blake down low. Knocked away. Also in there is Christian Hodson for Adam Central. Only the 8th turnover for Adam Central. Second here of the half. Open three, so Dzinski takes it. It's too strong that time. And the rebound brought down by Kierkegaard. At the other end, Adam Central looks for the shot. Handling the basketball at Hunt. Gives it to Overmiller. Left wing. Pass knocked away. Out of bounds. Trying to get it into the hands there of Micah Lindblad. And he got a lot of second teamers in there right now looking for an opportunity to play. No JV games during this week, obviously, so might be their only opportunity to play all week. And Adam Central spreads the floor here, now attacking on the right side. Blake Overmiller kicks it into the corner to Kierkegaard. Back up top, they'll go to Hunt. Just playing a little keep away right now for Gibbon. And you just hope there's not any fouls on the way out as the jumper from the left wing by Lindblad is no good. And the rebound brought down by Ryan Newyear of Gibbon. Up the floor, he'll give it to Dorzinski. Dorzinski reverses it left side. Up top, three-pointer. Milks fires. It was partially blocked up there. That must have been Kierkegaard that got a hand on it. And then out of bounds it goes. Stays with Adam Central. Just over 2 minutes remaining. Again, want to thank the fine folks for allowing us to be here. Two more games tonight. Jeff Montgomery, the athletic director at Gibbon. We'll be back for all four tomorrow as well here on Classic Hits. Gibbon will play Ravenna at 2 in the consolation. Adam Central will play Kearney Catholic in the championship at 6. Here's Overmiller. Ball fake at the 3. Gets into the lane. Got undercut. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Kenton. And Dakota will find his teammate Ryan Milks, who will bring the ball into the front court for the Buffaloes. Tries to get it back to Kenton. Kenton comes all the way out to midcourt to grab it. Over to our mystery player. And if that is Witt, I apologize. James to the top of the circle. Brings it on the right wing. And as he gets into the paint, the ball is deflected away. And there is a foul called on Adam Central's Christian Hodson. And checking in now is Rodriguez. And also Derek Cole checking into the ball game. I believe 50 is Victor Rodriguez, so I think 44 is Trey Rivera. Ball comes in. We'll do our best to get Gibbon home here in the final minute, 20. That'll be more up to Bob Hamer to get in the paper than for us to have to tell you what's going on here, get the names right, as the ball's turned over by the Buffaloes, and Adam Central will bring it into the front court. A minute 10 to go. And Adam Central with a basketball. They'll try a three in the corner that's going to rattle around, set on the rim and go for Zach Kierkegaard. He's got 5 points now, and it is 65-38. Gibbon basketball between the circles. Off the pick, they'll hand it off there to Ryan Milks. Milks knocked away, and a lot of turnovers here for the Gibbon second teamers. But we're under a minute to go. And Adam Central's going to get the win. Lob it down low. The big fella Hodson, and he'll put it up and in. Christian Hodson gets in the scorebook, 67-38. And this game was a lot closer at halftime, just 7 points, and now 29. Gibbon has been held in the second half to just 13 points. Tina's up top with it. 18 seconds to go. Might be one more shot here for Gibbon. Into the hands of Dorzinski. Gives it off to Derek Kroll. 10 seconds to go. Misco Sports postgame show coming up, so stay with us. Rivera has it to the high post. Trey's going to take the shot. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound pulled down by Adams Central, and that will be the end of the basketball game. The final score, Adams Central 67, the Gibbon Buffaloes 38. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. They're open 7 days a week for your shopping ease. They'll take care of you, whether you're getting ready for the spring sports season, track, soccer. They've got the spikes. They've got the balls. How about softball? How about the baseball season? New baseball gloves, bats, and the catalogs are in for you to have a chance to look at Misco Sports and get your equipment ordered for the upcoming season. Let's give you a rundown of the final stats. First of all, for Gibbon, Brett Penfeld, 9 points at a team-high, 8 rebounds. Riley Reinerson led the team in scoring with 16 points, 2 rebounds. Nick Fulmer, 2 points. Ryan Milks, 3 points and a rebound. Luke Schuster, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Dakota Kenton had a rebound. Ryan Newyear, 2 rebounds. And Caleb Cranow, 6 points, 2 rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Buffaloes, 1 of 7 in the first half, and 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half, 12 in the second half. Gibbon had 25 points at halftime, but only 13 in the second half, and the Buffaloes finished with 38 points, 19 rebounds. 5 out of 6 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from 3-point land, and 23 turnovers. Gibbon is now 8-8 on the season and will play Ravenna tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the consolation game. We'll take a look at the numbers for Adams Central right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
The Aurora Cooperative is proud to support our area youth. Again this year, the Aurora Cooperative is offering $5,000 in scholarships to students majoring in an ag-related field. Go to Aurora Co-op for application details. Best wishes to all area basketball teams from the Aurora Cooperative.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Now let's look at the final numbers for the Adams Central Patriots. First of all, Jake Fowler, 4 points, 6 rebounds. That tied for the rebounding high, and they were all in the second half. Matt Obermiller, the leading scorer, 17 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Brady Barrett, 13 points. Nick Stein, 10 points, 6 rebounds. That also tied for the rebounding high. Zach Kierkegaard, 5 points, 1 rebound, 1 block. Micah Lindblad, 2 rebounds. Zach Hollister, 2 points and a rebound. Christian Hodson, 2 points. And Calvin Ott, 14 points, 5 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 12 in each half for Adams Central. Turnover, 6 in the first half, but just 2 in the second half for the Patriots. 32 points at halftime, 35 more in the second half, and Adams Central finishes with 67 points, 24 rebounds, 6 out of 24 at the free throw line, two block, or let's try that again, 7 out of 10 at the free throw line, 6 of 24 from three-point land, two blocks, and eight turnovers as Adams Central wins the game 67-38, and they will play Kearney Catholic tomorrow in the championship game at 6 o'clock here in Gibbon on Classic Hits 98.9. I have not seen Zach Foster pop out of the locker room as of yet, so we'll hope to get a chance to catch up with him tomorrow or later on this evening. Up next, it's the girls' semifinals at 6 o'clock. Ravenna will be taking on Luke City for the third time this year. And at 8 o'clock, Kearney Catholic and Centura, the 2 and 3 seeds, play for the first time this season. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports, where it's not only basketball, but it's wrestling, and they've got the youth wrestling items you need. Singlets, headgear, knee pads, shoes, and more from brand names like Mattman, Brute, Asics, and Adidas. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. So in game one, Kearney Catholic hits 12 three-pointers to down Ravenna 72-60. And in game two, Adams Central pulls away in the second half to defeat Gibbon 67-38. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. And coming up, 6 o'clock, girls basketball and the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament boys semifinals, 6:15 and 8 on ESPN 1460. Pleasanton plays Loomis, and Overton takes on Eustace Farnham. Keep it here for more high school hoops.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.